Blog Talk Radio.
Right, this is the age of freedom, but you definitely have to work for it. Okay, we're going to begin our show with an assertion. We actually don't pray, we make assertions. So, as I walk the path of being honest and good, I will keep my mind focused on be what you sow. By doing this, I'll be walking the path of being enlightened. And I will get what I want. Now, the Elohim Five Tribe members, we do this 10 times every morning when we wake up, okay? Our slogan is love is the act to make others feel good through one God, one aim, one destiny. Later part is taken from one of our distinguished leaders, the Honorable Mark Messiah Garvey. Okay. We always take the first 5 minutes of the broadcast and talk about love, because love is the key to this whole thing. And if you're not loving each other, then you really don't know exactly how to get along, how to deal with each other, how to be a part of each other's lives, because love is the key to the whole thing. And like we said, our slogan, love is the act that make others feel good, okay? If you one God, one aim, one destiny. And it would be nice if we all worship the same God. Sure, there's only one God, but that's not what the book says. The book says there are different gods. the book says a lot. I'm talking about the Bible, that we don't actually listen to it like we should. But love is an act that makes others feel good. So when you engage in a relationship or you're dealing with family or friends, you know, you need to really know how to love each other. And that's been our primary problem. And a lot of times the ones that know how to love each other, especially if they use each other, take advantage of the situation, because they know how to get you to fall in love with them. And once you fall in love with them, then they switch up and do some other things, you know. So we always dedicate the first 5 minutes of the show to love, because it's so important. That's the most important, piece of advice I can give you, how to love each other, you know. And in your mind, when you're in a relationship, you know how to push their buttons. You know how to piss them off, and you know how to keep them happy. Well, we know that the heart has a neural net that communicates with the brain, and the heart gives off hormones. It'll be around somebody and just get a feeling about them, you know, something they done did, whether you was conscious or unconscious about it, or to remind you of something or somebody that has rubbed you negative, and that vibe comes up, you know. Although, if you deal with the person out of love and the person reciprocates, that person gives you back that love, then those vibes will change, those feelings will change, and you'll be able to get along and deal with each other, you know. But the person really has to know what love is, you know. Love is an action word, all right? And it's an act that you commit every day, every minute of time, you know. And there's nothing wrong with loving yourself. that's one thing that we don't practice. We don't practice loving ourselves. I'm not talking about being obsessed with yourself the way this culture teaches love. You know, you fucking love somebody, you stalking them and follow them all around and breaking up their little relationships because you wanted somebody else to have them look. If they don't want you, let them go, you know, let them move on, you know. There's billions of females, billions of males out here. So there's somebody else that you can find that'll be a part of your life, you know. I know I experienced that when I was young. I had to let somebody go. I had to let two people go. It was kind of interesting because I really cared about these two people. But I think about them even today. 50 years later, I still think about them. But you have to move on. You don't want to make a person miserable just because you know, if you love them and that person is miserable, that makes you miserable too. Because how can you be involved with somebody and they're not happy? You know, you have to figure out what makes them happy, and they have to, and then you have to realize, you know, if you're being used and abused, because you can be in a relationship, even though y'all care about each other, the abuse takes place. So you have to be mindful, you have to be careful, and the thing about it, that's why people of the same religion tend to stay together longer, because they're practicing love the same way, you know. Sometimes it's still wrong the way they practice it, but they're still practicing it the same way, and they expect certain things from each other, okay? So we're going to talk about that Saturday, Sunday, and no, yeah, Friday, Saturday, no, Saturday and Sunday. We'll be talking about why you're in a religion that you're in. So we're going to be talking about that on a weekend, all right? So now this is the format for the show. I'm going to give it to you right quick. But it's going to change. After the day, we won't be on the air at 7 o'clock. We'll be on the air at 8 o'clock. I have everything set up out there for 8 o'clock, and I'm broadcasting at 7. And one of my people called me later on and said, you don't do your show no more? I had to tell them, yes, at 7 o'clock, you know? Because a lot of times they miss the number, or they misplace the number and don't know how to get back. So they go on to the internet to find out the number and what time the show is on. But on the internet, I'm broadcasting at 8 o'clock, you know? And we got people in, what is it, Sweden, Brazil, France, different countries are actually listening to the show. So, and when they tell people, they have to catch up through the internet, you know. And I gotta have everything working together if the show is going to do what it's supposed to do, okay? Because I believe that the information that I'm putting out is very important and I really, really need it, you know. So now, that's my 5 minutes about love. Remember, love is an act that makes others feel good, you know. And you should feel good by making somebody else feel good. That's how it's supposed to work. And they're supposed to give that act back to you. And then you'll be in a feel-good relationship all day long, okay? And, naturally, communication and talking is important. You have to talk to each other. You know, you have to learn how to talk to each other. So that's important, okay? Now that those 5 minutes are over, today we're talking about history. Let me give you the new format. We have a new format now, okay, which starts tomorrow, but we're going to start at 8 o'clock tomorrow. I started to run the show for 2 hours, but I don't know. Me being on the show for 2 hours. Last Saturday, I fell asleep. I missed my friend's show and my show, so there was no show last Saturday. I was in there knocked out until about 9 o'clock. So it gets a little interesting because I get up early. I get up like 4 o'clock in the morning, you know, most days. Some days I sleep and I get up 5, maybe 5:30. Okay. Now, this is the new format. Monday, we're going to talk about health. Tuesday, we're going to be dealing with history. Wednesday, we're going to be dealing with politics. Thursday, we're going to be dealing with economics. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we have one question for you. What's so great about the religion you're in? Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. That's going to be our topic every week, you know, and that's what we're going to be talking about Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, okay? So that's our format, and as starting tomorrow, we'll be on at 8 o'clock, if not 7, all right? So I'll be sending you the text out. I'll be sending you the text out around 7, but the show won't start until 8. I'll send the text out an hour ahead of time, because if I send out too early, people forget to call in, and they don't remember, our attention span sometimes pretty short, okay? So now today, we're talking about history, all right? Now, my first question is, okay, they had a movie with The Rock, and it was called The Scorpion King, right? So now here, The Rock is fighting somebody. This is pre-pyramid history now. He's fighting somebody called Scorpion King. No, the Scorpion King is fighting somebody that's some great swords and all that, and the person he was fighting was a European, you know. See, this is what we call subliminal seduction. Because if he's fighting a European and he's the Scorpion King, now that means that the Europeans, pre-Kemet, were fighting the Egyptians. See, that's subliminal seduction because it wasn't. They weren't fighting the Egyptians pre-Kemet, okay? And pre-Kemet, heck, they didn't even know where they was. They thought the world was flat. If they went out, they were going to fall off. So they couldn't be fighting the Egyptians in pre-Kemet, okay? Now, if you research the history, right, Nama, they call him me. They always trick our history by giving us multiple names. But most historians call him Nama. He was the one that united Upper and Lower Kemet. He was the one that set up the first republic. Now, those of you who don't really know what a republic is, because, you know, they don't give us the proper information. A republic is a people or a group that has a professional army. That's the real explanation of a republic. Now, they have been putting different names on republics, like socialism, communism, all that kind of stuff. But basically, they have republics with different rules. Because if you have a professional army, right? Okay. With the farmers, because before Narmer, the farmers used to come out and fight. And they used to, if you watch some of the old Chinese movies, you'll see that they tailored their battles towards when the crops was in, when the crop season was in. These guys, they had to go back home and and do the crops and stuff, you know. This was way back in the day, and that's when they got the armies together to fight, because they had to feed the armies, and most of the people that were fighting were farmers. they would take males from each one of the families and put them in and train them in the military, so they would fight for the country. You know, a good cartoon movie. To get more into that will be the story of Mulan, this female that had become a male to join the army. You know, it was prevalent for females even way back then. Okay, so now what I'm getting at is that Narmer, right, I got a little off track there, but Narmer, right, he set up the First Republic because he was worried about the Hyksos. Attacking. He's worried about the Hyksos. That was all about. And he wanted to unite Kemet. Now, the person he was fighting against, the king of the south, was called the Scorpion King. And a lot of you didn't know that. They threw the movies out there. Since we don't have our history, we don't understand our history, we don't really know what they're giving us in the movies. Okay? But it was called the Scorpion King was the king of the south. And the king of the north was Narmer. And Narmer defeated the Scorpion King. So there was two black kings fighting each other. Okay? In the movies, they got him fighting a European, but it wasn't a European that he was fighting in the real history. Okay? It was a black person he was fighting in the real history. All right? I just wanted to bring that up. I wanted to talk about that just for a minute to show you how to switch things around, change things up. So we don't know who's on first and what's on third, you know. What a kind of a dated joke. I mean, real old joke. Abbott and Costello. The old timers know about that. if you have any more historical facts about Narmer, Kemet, the Scorpion King, you know, just press one. Let me know, and then let me know you have something to say. You have a comment now. There's another point in history that we don't know, that the Africans were making steel at a higher temperature than the European countries was. Our steel mills were producing finer steel than the Europeans was. That's something to think about. Now, everything I'm telling you, you can go and Google it. It's all in there. We got the internet now, so a lot of people don't say. A lot of black people don't believe nothing unless the European said anyway. So I just tell you, go Google it, get it from the European. He tells you the same thing I'm telling you. Although he won't tell you why you're in school, why you're young enough for it to make a difference in your life, you know. And that's part of the problem I have with the school system, that as far as black history is concerned, they're not giving the children the proper information early enough, so that it will affect their outcome, affect their attitude as far as who they are and what's going on in their lives, you know? So that's a big problem. I mean, I fought the school system. I fought man, that's a trip. That's why a lot of men don't be in there fighting the school board and all that, because they pissed you off to the point, we ain't like the female, we'd be ready to hurt something in there, you know? I mean, I'm dealing with my children in school, but I was ready to hurt something. You know, so I said, look, let me back off this here. And just work with man, whatever we're working on, you know. Now there's something, there's a little tidbit of history that I want to just lay out so that you know what's going on. and you have a better understanding of what was stolen from you, okay? Now, the red, white, and blue, okay? We think that the red, white, and blue is all about the Europeans. No, the red, white, and blue, they're Kemetic colors, as well as the red, black, and the green, right? These, just letting you know how much been stolen from you. Everything that they have came out of your community. It didn't come out of theirs. You know, I'm talking about started. Now, they get innovative. Once they get a hold of something, they can redo it, refix it, remake it up, and slap their name on it and call it theirs, you know. And they refine it, change it around so much, you don't recognize it by the time they put the name on it. But the red, white, and blue is not Kemetic colors, okay? The swastika. Hello. Oh, that's a German signal. No. The swastika was around in Kemet. That's a Kemetic symbol. The swastika, the cross, all those are Kemetic symbols, okay? The swastika, that's a spiritual symbol for perpetual motion. That's why it's built the way it is. If you put something on each end of that swastika and light it, something that can propel the swastika, it will go around and around and around in perpetual motion. That's what that symbol is all about. Well, perpetual energy, perpetual motion. The Africans were out there. I mean, we were out there. And the cross is the original symbol of the equinox in the equator. That's the original reason for the cross. Okay? Yeah, they done took it and they take everything and turn it into something crazy. You know what I mean? They're killing and murdering people on it. And now they're giving it to you as some kind of symbol. They turn it into a symbol of death. You know? Where before it was a symbol of rebirth, a symbol of life, you know? Dealing with the creator, with the equator and the energy, the heat and all that. You know, it's a whole lot to it. You have to look it up yourself. You know, I don't want to give you too much information, you know, because we need to read, we need to look this stuff up. That was the original cross. The swastika is not a German signal that comes out of Kemet as well, right? So we're dealing with the, I'm going through some of the history so that you can understand what was stolen from you, all right, when you lost power, all right? Now, we talked about the steel. We're talking about the red, white, and blue. Now let's talk about America. Oh, my goodness. I don't know. We could talk about America all day. But America is a criminal empire. And you say, well, why are we still here if it's a criminal empire? Well, it's originally our empire that they have took, that the Europeans took from us. What we're trying to do now is decriminalize this empire, because right now its tentacles are so far-reaching with the military and everything that to try to take it down physically, violently, it would just cost too many lives. Remember, in the Second World War, that's what Hitler tried to do. They tried to take these countries down physically, violently, and we lost 50 million people. 50 million people died in the Second World War, okay? That's a lot of bodies, you know? So what we want to do, while our ancestors decided to hang in there and try to work with these people, we're trying to decriminalize this country. That's what Obama was doing. A lot of things that he put in place, Trump changed everything around, and look at the mess that we're in now, you know? Put the criminals back on top, the criminals back doing what they're doing, and everything is really out of whack, okay? Now, what we're not being taught in school, right, is that, excuse me, what we're not being taught in school. Now, I'm going through history now, so if you have a comment or something that you want to say about history, just press 1 on your dial. And you can jump in and make a comment or say anything. You know, I don't know everything. You know, I know a little bit. I've been around for a minute, but I don't know everything. So if you want to jump in and make a comment, then you can come on in. Now, the America was called the Americas before the Europeans got here. before America Vespucci, before was it Leif Erikson, the Vikings, before everybody got here. The Americas was already called the Americas, okay? A friend of mine comes on every week, and he mentioned some of the names of the prominent tribes that we were part of. And if you look up Lemurians, that will give you an idea of how the Americas actually came into existence. You know, it took a period of time. This is Lemurians was this is before Atlantis, all right? Now he goes through this every on his show every Saturday at 6 o'clock. So but if you look up the Lemurians, that would give you an idea of how the Americas came about. And also there's a book out called When Rocks Cry Out by Horace Butler. All right, I'll talk about that a little later on. But the what we're trying to do right now, we're trying to decriminalize these criminals because these people are crooks. Now, if you think, why would I call America a criminal empire? Think of how they got here. Robbed, stole, murdered, chemical warfare, whatever they could find to get rid of the indigenous people here, that's what they used. All right, they came in as friends. You know, now you got to remember, Britain emptied her jails and let all the criminals here. We didn't start killing and murdering them, you know what I mean? We treated them like, hey, these people need help, so we're going to help them out, show them how to grow corn and all that kind of stuff, you know? They used them to create a foothold. A foothold is when a military gets a piece of land in enemy territory. That's called a foothold. So once they got a foothold, once they got a little land to themselves, the people that had gotten out of jails and stuff, once they got a little land to themselves, Britain built a military base, see? So once you get a military base established, all right, then that gives you a foothold to decimate the country and to take over the country little by little, and which is what they did. You know, little by little, they took it. You know, and we might seem like it took it all at one time, the way history tells it, but it didn't happen like that. There were 80 million people here when they got here, all right? So there was a lot of bodies here fighting, rumbling, you know, to take this thing, you know? That story of Custer, they don't give you the whole story on that, but they tied up 4 divisions, okay? The Indians tied up 4 divisions because all of them came together. They not only spanked Custer, but they spanked everybody else. But that what prompted them to start the treaties. That's what prompted them to make peace. But now, and this is something that the Indians didn't know, but somebody should have told them, peace is an act of war against war. Now, what does that mean? Peace is a war of attrition because you're dealing with a dog-eat-dog, people from a dog-eat-dog culture. Now, the dog-eat-dog culture and reword-your-soul culture, they're 2 different cultures. Those are actual cultures. There's only 2 cultures on the planet where how you dancing and jumping around, that has nothing to do with your culture. They give you that to your entertainment and all that. That's to keep you distracted while the leaders do whatever they're doing. That has nothing to do with the culture, all right? That's just a trick that they use to keep you out of politics and to keep you from dealing with politics like you're supposed to, you know? So when you're dealing with somebody that has a reap what you sow, I mean a dog eat dog culture, when they sign a peace treaty with you, what you're supposed to do is start building a military, all right? Because peace is a war of attrition. That means that they're going to develop their military, and if their military get to the point where you got 10,000 men, they got 100,000, they coming to take what you got. That's what peace means. All right, that's why you have the arms build up and the arms race going on with the Europeans because they know what peace means. Well, we got a peace treaty, you know, but I'm making all the weapons I can make because I know that they will break that peace treaty if they have the upper hand. And if you check history out, they break the peace treaty all the time once their military gets to a certain point. This is what happened to the Indians. They didn't understand that peace means you better get ready for war. Okay? They didn't understand that. And so they wasn't spending as much of the gross national product on weapons and going to different places to secure weapons to fight against the dog-eat-dog culture, you know? I see there's a lot of information that we need to have when we're young, but we're not getting it, okay? Now, we're halfway through the hour at this point. What I like to do is go through a commercial. I like to give shout outs to the people who are on the air, and they work so hard to get this information to us. And it's going to take about 5 minutes, so bear with me on this, okay? The first thing I like to do is Elohim Five Tribes Radio presents Elohim Speaks at 7 to 8, but that's going to be changed starting tomorrow, okay? Those are on the air now, and I'll be broadcasting it starting tomorrow. We'll be on at 8 o'clock instead of 7 o'clock starting tomorrow, okay? This is we're on a Philadelphia time. The call-in number is 516-453-9230. Press 1 if you want to give us a shout-out. Now, we don't use your name or we don't mention your name unless you want us to. We use the last 4 digits of your phone number. If you want to talk, after you press 1, to let me know you want to say something. And we use the last 4 digits of your phone number. Unless you want us to, then you can tell us what your name is and all that. Now, if you want to advertise your company or your business or something like that there, just press 1, and we'll let you. And you can advertise, give a shout-out, tell people a little bit about your business and stuff like that there. And there's no charge. You know, we're trying to give back as best we can, although sometimes we need to charge a couple of dollars. But this is not a money-oriented show, okay? Although the show does allow me to sell my CDs. I sell a lot of CDs from this show. I have a CD on the market. Oh, well, anyway, let me keep going so much. I got to talking. like I said, now, the format for our format from this day on, Monday, we're going to talk about health. Tuesday, we talk about history, which we're doing today. Wednesday, we're going to talk about politics. Thursday, we're going to talk about economics. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we're going to have one question on the board. Why do you think the religion that you're in is so great? Okay, you can get on, explain to us, whether it's Jesus, Buddha, Muhammad, whatever. You can tell why you think the religion you have is so much better than all of us out there. That's the question that's going to be on the board Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, okay? okay, now, I do have a gospel CD on the market I just mentioned called 911 Jesus Emergency. Jesus Coming, the CD. The link is CD84/CD4/ Elohim Christ 2. That's the number 2. So check it out. And if you want to support me, you can go to Amazon or you can go on YouTube and listen to it. Listen to me on YouTube. They'll send me money from YouTube or whatever. You know, if you want to support us, that's a good way to do it. Also, about the album, I did all the singing, the background, well, not all the background, Tom Thornton, he helped me out with the background. And I did all the music myself. I played the drums, the keyboards, the bass, the horns, everything. I did everything myself. So when you listen to it, you'll get a good idea of what your brother is capable of, okay? you can catch me on YouTube. Just click on Elohim Christ 10 Tracks, Jesus Is Coming. I ask ourselves, when Jesus is coming back, where is he coming from? We think he's coming from the same place he came from the first time, out of the goddess's womb. That's right. So you sisters out there, be mindful of what you're dumping. The child you dump might just be the one to get us out of the mess that we're in. So so don't take our chance from us. We need those babies. And brothers, you got to step up because it's hard raising these children, for these females raising children by themselves. They need your support. And don't forget to check out my book, Tyrannical Scriptures, Part 2, A Crisis Has Come. For information on the book, it's in hardback form and it's in a CD form, okay? Just call TCCA at Tyrannical Church of Christ in the Wild. It's 215-758-1703. That's from 9 to 5, and you can get some information about the book, okay? I'm also now in the gold business. Yes, I do carry bars. We have carry bars, gold. You don't know about the gold, how to buy and sell gold. Just give me a call at 215-758-1703 or email me at elchristalaim@gmail.com. That's elchristalaim@gmail.com, okay? And you can send me an email. And please don't forget to visit my website. Just type in https://, and my email address, archivesdarlene.website.com/website, and that will take you to my website, okay? Now, I would like to give a shout out to Horace Butler for his Black History book on Rocks Cry Out. I like him because he understands our history and helps fill in the missing pieces, okay? I can give a shout out to Legacy of the Nation, the show hosted by Brother Mack and Son. Comes on every Saturday. In fact, I mentioned him a little earlier. At 6 p.m. Eastern, they talk about Black history, health, economics, and politics. And the call-in number for the show is 319-527-6199, okay? I would also I'd like to give a shout-out to our sister Tammy. She's on YouTube under the name Kamitra11. She has a spoken word, so just check her out. I like the words that she speaks. It's called the Spoken Word Show, okay? I'd like to give a shout-out to the Nikki Love Show. She's a spiritual advisor. She comes on every Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday at 10:30 p.m. The call-in number is 347-215-8040. You can also go to her website, Nikki Love Bunam, and you can catch her at her website, okay? I'd like to give a shout out to Division 121, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, UNIACL. That's an organization that Marcus Messiah Garvey started. That's a UNIACL 1918 and 1929 of the world. We meet every week. For more information, contact President Mark P at UNIA 267-822-2320, 267-300-7143, or you can contact Elohim. I'm one of the first vice presidents in the organization, so I can help you out with information if you need it, okay? That would be 215-758-1703. That's 925, okay? Now we have the UAIA, okay? They're offering land to build in Africa. So if you want to buy some land in Africa where you want to build something, they're over there building schools and stuff now, trying to get schools and apartment buildings and all that. So if you want to buy some land in Africa, if you want to make a few dollars, if you have some money to invest, that would be RBG Industries. They also make designer clothes, buttons, and flags. So if you want a good tailor-made outfit, now I got one of those outfits, and I look good in it. So you want about Telemed Africa or some land in Africa, just call 609-638-5828, ask for Fadiki, and he will hook you up with information that you might need to know. Also, there's an electric company that I'm pushing. It's called Save More Electronics. They're licensed and certified. They're ready to come out and do the work. If you need them to do it, just give them a call. Their number is 215-909-3352 from 9 to 5. Well, a little stick my chest out. That's one of my son's companies. So I got a Kool-Aid smile when I talk about that. We also have a security company out here that's looking for workers. So if you're interested in being part of security, that number is 336-988-8638. Just give them a call if you need a job. Now, right about now, everybody need a job right about now. With the coronavirus, keep it at, you know. Also, I would like to give a shout out to Tom Thornton. He's the brother I mentioned earlier who helped me out with some of the background on my album. He writes under the name of Yesterday's Child. He has the old school style out of Philadelphia. He has 6 CDs on the market. So just Google CD, then type in Yesterday's Child. Or you can call Thomas Thornton for more information yourself. His number is 267-259-4077. I'd like to give a shout out to Taylor Tots Learning Academy, licensed and certified. She's a resident nurse who's currently in medical school and will soon be a doctor. Okay, that's Taylor Tots has before and after school service in the West Philadelphia area. So for the best quality children's service, call 610-638-8352 from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. Now, the email address is taylortotslearningacademy@gmail.com. Instagram is taylor_tots_LA. I hope I'm saying it right. I'm not the best computer guy in the world. I would like to, and I'm sticking my chest out again. That's my daughter's company, and she does a very good job. Sure, and I got a Kool-Aid smile every time I talk about it, right? So if you're looking for a black company, there's 2 black companies that I just mentioned. 3 black companies that I just mentioned, okay? the security company, electric company, and Learning Academy, okay? I would also like to give a shout-out to our resident naturopathic healers and doctors, Dr. Paul. His number is 215-779-7355. They don't like to be called doctors because they're naturopathic healers, but, you know, we feel better by calling them doctors. Dr. Bill, his number is 615-613-864. So if you're sick, and you're not calling one of these specialists, you deserve what you get. Nah, I'm just kidding. Nobody deserves to be sick. So just call one of them, and don't worry, be healthy. Okay, thank you for being with me on that. I like to get back, to the people that are working so hard. And since I'm on the air and I have a few minutes, it don't take but a couple of minutes to give a person a shout-out, okay? I know we're only on the air for an hour. Now, just remember that if you have a comment or you want to say anything about history, something that you might want to add, just press 1 on your dial, and that will let me know that you're on the air. That's let me know that you have your hand up and that you want to say something, and then we'll plug in and we'll let you talk. Now, remember, this is a global show, so when you speak, you're talking to the world. That's what I like about this. I can sit here and a little old me can sit back and talk to the world. Ain't that amazing? Absolutely amazing. Okay, let's continue with the history now. We got about 20 more minutes left, so which is good. Now, we just went to the red, white, and blue. Now, we just talked about decriminalizing this criminal empire. I just gave you a little bit of information on the fact that you are already here. This is your land. This is your country, okay? Now, I'm going to get into a little bit why I'm telling you this is your country. Now, here's the question for the board for the day. Now, if you have some comments or something you want to say, you can help me out here by putting your hand up and answering this question. What system of laws did the Continental Congress use? What system of laws did the Continental Congress use when President Haynes announced Hansen, President Hansen and them, was running the government? They didn't just run the government with no laws, no rules, okay? So, because they brought George Washington and turned him into a general, because, you know, George Washington was a lawyer from Britain. That's what he was. And they turned him into a general. My parents is from Britain anyway. Anyway, they turned him into a general. They didn't want to make George Washington a general. So what laws were they using? What laws, okay, were they using when they had the Continental Congress, when they was in control of the Continental Congress, okay, dealing with the colonies that were being set up here, all right? Now, I'm gonna go into that in a minute, but I'm gonna give you a chance to put your hand up. Anybody put your hand up, let us know what your thoughts is on that, you know, and we'll get back to that in a minute. Now, let's talk about the name America. It wasn't America Vespucci. It wasn't Leif Erikson. It wasn't none of those guys. One Christopher Columbus. None of those guys' name came up with the name America, okay? This was already called the Americas from Haiti all the way down to the Carolinas, all right? And Brazil, some of the countries in between. They have now they turned them into colonies. We're talking about Guam, Puerto Rico, all those countries. That was part of the Americas. That's what it was called, okay? It was called the Americas before they even came. Now, they never even changed the name. They just called the United States of America because they created states and called it the United States of America, rather than the Americas. Now, you know they attacked, right? They attacked the Americas 5 times. I'm talking about all the Europeans got together and came after this, because this was a grand prize. You're talking about America, Mexico, all up the Carolinas, Haiti, all that. It was a great prize. They attacked 5 times. Each time they lost, you know, I mean, it wasn't, they didn't just, when they just started attacking the Indians, okay, they lost quite a few of those battles. They didn't just jump up and just start winning all the battles. I mean, they had to rumble, they had to fight for this, they had to take this, Okay. Now, the last attack was a three-pronged attack. They hit Haiti with Christopher Columbus and George Washington on the other end. Okay. Now, Christopher Columbus, he's the one that got a foothold. They sent their strongest, most powerful general to take on the brother in Haiti. I forget his name. You can look it up, okay? His name is probably in the history books. You can Google all this information. You can Google it up. And Napoleon, they sent Napoleon against him, but the French, all right, lost. They kicked, I think it was the Maroons that were leading the charge, okay? They were voodoo. They were voodoo. That was the religion they practiced, voodoo. They actually kicked Napoleon and his crew's butt because they didn't know how to beat Napoleon. Napoleon was beating all the Europeans until he attacked Haiti. You know, they attacked five times, so they gave him the charge of leading the battle, okay? Right now, Napoleon was doing pretty good around that time, because that's why George Washington became a traitor to Britain and hooked up with the French, right? He hooked up with Napoleon and the boys, okay? Now, this is amazing once you get into it. But they lost. But through that foothold that Christopher Columbus got, okay, when he went in there and started killing everybody, just go, look it up. Look up in your history, and you can find all this stuff in your history books. Well, you can find it online. I don't know how much they're putting in the history books, but you can find it, or you can purchase the book when Mark's Cry Out, because a lot of this is mentioned in that book by Horace Butler when Mark's Cry Out, okay? So we're giving you some history that you don't normally get, that we don't normally talk about in the schools. They don't tell you this stuff, but that's where the term America came from, and they didn't make it up. This was called the Americas before they got here, okay? So I'm just giving you some information so that these words are my friend all the time, just to make you aware of what's going on out there. There's history out there that they're keeping from you for a particular reason. They do not want to raise your consciousness. They don't want you to know who you are. They don't want you to know that all black people didn't come over here on a ship. You didn't come over here on no boat, all right? I'm giving you history that they're not giving you in school, that is hard for you to get. That's why I suggest you really get this book on Horace Butler, by Horace Butler. You can get on Amazon or go to one of black bookstores here, and in whatever city that you're in. I see based on the numbers here, we got people from different cities here. So whatever city you're in, they got black bookstores, or you can go to Amazon and just go and get it. All right, now, I guess you ain't going to the bookstore right now with that coronavirus floating around out there, you know. Now, I go back to the question that I asked, all right? What system of laws did the Continental Congress use, okay, to run government? Come on, there ain't no hands went up yet, but okay, we'll talk about it. They used the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. What? Hush your mouth. You got to be kidding. You mean the United States, George Washington, didn't create the Constitution? No, they did not. They copied it down, put their name on it, and declared it to be theirs. The Bill of Rights, the same thing. The Bill of Rights was started by the Continental Congress. All that. These were the laws that they were functioning under, right? They make it very difficult for you to find this information out, but the information is out there. If you go and start Googling it, you can get this information, okay? I'm just dropping the information, right? They did not come up with the Constitution. They did not come up with the Bill of Rights. Look it up. You can find the information, I'm telling you. It's accurate and true, okay? Now, like I said, if you have any comments, something, you can just press one on your dial. And if you want to add anything to the history that I'm saying, then you can find that out, too. Now, in reference to where the name America comes from, I need you to look up the term Lemurians, okay? Look up the term of Lemurians, and this is pre-Atlantis, all right? And this will tell you how all of this basically got started, how modern man came into this planet and started doing things, okay? Because those people that they found, Lucy and all them, they're not modern man, okay? They are the original indigenous people of the planet. We're not. Modern man, no modern man is indigenous to this planet. Just a wake-up call, just thought I'd let you know. Since I see my friend here, I'm going to let him tell you just a little bit about since we're talking about history, I'm going to let him tell you a little bit about the Buffalo Soldiers. Now, how many of you are familiar with the Buffalo Soldiers? I'm going to put him on the spot. Put him on the hot seat. 1927. We got you on the air. Can you give us some information about the Buffalo Soldiers?
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Brother Elohim. The Buffalo Soldiers are noted for having helped to settle the West in the 1800s, I think in 1866. After the Civil War, the North.
I know. I'll put you on the spot. Take your time.
The North employed many of the veterans who had fought in the Civil War. They made them soldiers and gave them the distinction of being the first National Park Rangers. But they were sent out west to guard the army payroll that was being sent from the east out west. They guarded some of the wagon trains, and they were fierce fighters against the Indians who were protecting their land that was being usurped by the European settlers. And the Buffalo Soldiers, there are two stories as to how they got their name. One is that the so-called Indians observed that the hair of the black soldiers was similar to that of the mighty buffalo, and as a result, they called them Buffalo Soldiers. And the other myth is that the fierceness with which the black soldiers fought was compared to the fierceness with which the buffalo fought, and so it was honorable. It was a badge of honor that was given to those black soldiers by comparing them in fierceness in battle to that of the fierce buffalo, and so they helped to settle the West and had the distinction of being the first National Park Guards. I think it was Yosemite National Park was one of the first national parks, and the Black Buffalo Soldiers were the guardians of the park. They kept out illegals, and also they maintained that national park, and they existed right on up until World War II.
It also brought to my attention that they got during the conflict that they were in, they were awarded all kinds of posthumous medals for bravery and heroism and everything else by the United States. That's what I was told.
That is true. Many of them did receive medals of honor, mostly posthumously, but the real story of the Buffalo Soldiers was not promoted in a way that we who are descended from them actually knew about them. I myself, in the schools. Indeed, it was not taught in the black schools, and I think that it wasn't sensationalized even in the European schools.
I understand, the only thing they did was made a little crazy cartoon about it called Yosemite Sam, right?
I can't say that was a reference to the Buffalo Soldiers. Yosemite Sam, as I recall, was a rather cantankerous old fella who didn't take any guff from anybody. As I recall, Brother Eli, he had 2 6 guns, and he was always pointing them at somebody. But the Buffalo Soldiers are recognized now in a way that they had not been previously, and it's time for us to recognize the importance of our boys and girls knowing their story. Their history, because we know the history of the great George Washington. We know the history of the great Abraham Lincoln. We know the history of the great Napoleon. What we don't know is what our people did that has never been told out loud. And when I say out loud, I mean it's never been told in such a way as to give our black boys and girls pride in achieving great things, and in the building and settlement and the growth of what is now called the United States, and as you pointed out, the Americas. It has not been told to us in a way that we could see ourselves, and we even need to know that when we were told about the Egyptians, I was told about the great Egyptians.
And well, Matt, we got about 90 seconds here.
Oh my God! thank you, Brother Elohim, for the opportunity.
Talking about the Buffalo Soldiers, boy. Where you go?
Indeed. All right. Let me give you your show back to you with thanks. And if not before, I'll be talking with you on Saturday. On Legacy of a Nation. Thank you again. Be well.
Okay. Same to you, my beloved, and I appreciate you calling in. And those of you that are on the air, remember this is Elohim Speaks, Elohim Five Tribes Radio, and I'm Elohim Speaks, and we're going to be on every day now. I don't fall asleep, I fell asleep the other day. But we're going to be on every day now. We're not going to be on at 7 o'clock. We're going to be on at 8 o'clock, okay? Now, from 8 to 9, I was thinking about running from 7 to 9, but all of the advertising that I have on the internet is set up for 8 o'clock.
Yes,
and
sir.
We broadcast, this is a global show, so we broadcast globally, so I'm going to have to switch back over to the 8 o'clock broadcast, and that's what I'm going to do starting tomorrow, okay? Now, we talk about, on Monday, we talk about health, Tuesday, history, And now we're going to be talking about politics tomorrow, all right? So brush up on the politics, so we're going to get into you know, hit Trump a little bit. And Thursday, we'll be talking about economics. So if you don't know how to make money, we're going to show you how. And Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we want you to come on and let us know why you're in the religion that you're in. What's so great? Well, we got about 10 seconds here. So what I like to say, I like to end the show with an assertion. We don't pray. We assert what we want into the cosmos because we're cosmic beings. I have walked the path as divine energy today and did not break the universal law of reap what you sow. All energy went out for divine purpose, and I will reap what I have sown this day. All that I have put out, I eagerly embrace its return. So let it be written. So let it be done. And with that, I want to thank you all for calling in, and we will talk some more tomorrow. Much love.
Peace, my brother. Be well.